endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, it is indeed. Yes, we've made it. Good morning, Crevo, Meg. How are we today?
Morning.
Doing really well.
You've made it to the end of the week, Meg. How are you feeling after your first week with us?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're really happy to have you on board.
Oh, thank you.
It's great.
You're doing a great job.
Oh, now, both of you were both Powerball ticket owners, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think one person scooped the entire 80
one
mil.
One ticket, $80 million.
Now, you were dancing before, Maddie. I don't think I've seen you this happy in ages. Have you got something to tell us, Maddie?
Well, look, I'll do it live. I haven't opened the email yet.
Oh,
your
good.
Results, ozlotteries.com. Here we go. Your ticket did not win.
Meg?
Got zero numbers.
Zero. Weren't you going to buy the one that gives you a free number or something?
Yeah, I did, and I still got... Well, I got the Powerball, like, by default, but none of the other numbers, and I'm pretty sure you need those to win.
Do you know what really makes me sick?
What?
One person, $180 million?
On reflection, it's really only eight numbers that stand between you and a fortune.
Well, of course.
Your house in Mykonos.
That is the... Like, that's how it works. That's how they get you in.
All you needed
hook,
was
line and
the
sinker.
Numbers 17, 10, 4, 26, 19, 23, 21, and 7. How hard is that to bloody
play? I was so close to picking those numbers.
And you just didn't.
Just didn't know.
Only 80 million numbers away, it seems like.
You know what, Crevo?
Way to put a dampener on Feel Good Friday.
You know what? Didn't he just?
What are you talking about?
Negative.
I thought you'd won by the way you were dancing this
morning. I quit smoking again, so
I've
just
good.
Got some more energy.
We're vibing then.
I got this new app. It's called Quit Buddy, actually.
How much of... This one shows you the amount of money you saved too, yeah?
Yeah. So, it's just loading now. Really interesting app. I've saved $7
nice.
So far. And I've
great.
Gone, 1 day, 10 hours and 26 minutes without a smoke.
Well done.
Hey, that's awesome.
I've avoided 60 milligrams of tar and 60 dangerous chemicals.
Look at you go.
This is brilliant. This is I love that app. I want to get updates like every
you
week
start
or so.
Smoking to get one?
No. No, I just want to see the updates as your journey goes along.
Thanks, man.
We'll update this every Friday. What do you reckon?
That's cool.
The journey.
I disappointed them all last time because I started again, but you just have to keep getting on board. You know, you can't take on others' criticism.
Exactly.
Just
this
keep
is your
quitting.
Thing.
Yep.
This is your thing.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next, man.
Yeah, 58 to 53. It's been a clean sweep this week for the blokes. So if you want to get involved, 13-10-09, one lad, one lass. We'll do it next.
That's right. The lines are open. Great prize today, guys. We have a beautiful grazing box from Sweet Delights Picnics. It's Ooh. Open for takeaway during lockdown. Beautiful coffee. Delicious eats and COVID safe. They're at 62 Glebe Road, the junction. Call now, 13-10-09. Good morning.
Lads versus lasses.
All right, ladies, the lines are open, 13-10-09. We want to win. We want to break the sweep from this week.
Yeah, we're still after a lass. If you'd like a crack at the prize, an amazing grazing box up for grabs, right, Maddie?
Absolutely. Sweet, savoury or breakfast, you can choose yourself from Sweet Delights Picnics at the junction there at 62 Glebe Road. You can check them out on Instagram at Sweet Delights Picnics. I got the vouchers last night, so if you want to play, the lines are now open, Crevo. Let's go to our lad first this morning. It's Trev the Truckee. Good morning, Trev. Hey, there he is. How are you, man? How's lockdown treating you?
Mate, main thing is I've still got wheels turning, so I'm happy.
That's good to hear, man.
Positivity,
that's good
I love
to
it.
Hear. Where are you off to today? Are you on the roads? Obviously, you are right now. Where are you going?
Up to Mount Thorley, mate.
Nice one, man. All right, well, let's get into your questions. You know how this works. The more you get right, the better. Question number one for you this morning. It's coming through right now. Heidi Montag and Lauren Conrad were stars of which MTV show?
Pass.
The Hills. Great old reality show. Yeah. Are you a big fan of that, man?
I never watched
great
it. Show. Never.
Question number two. Which boy band was Nick Carter a member of? Was it the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC or Five?
I'd say NSYNC.
No, incorrect. It was the Backstreet Boys. Of course, Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC. Question number three. For 1 point on the board, Trev the Truckee, what shape is a princess cut diamond?
Princess cut.
It's a square.
Great guess. Not correct.
Just hold the line, man. You never know, Trev. You never know.
That's true. It could be 0-0. Let's go to Michelle on line three. How you doing, Michelle?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you and as well. Are you ready? You've only got to get 1 point on the board to win this.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
No pressure except all the pressure. All right, question number one for you. In the area of recreation, what does ATV stand for?
Oh, automated tuning vision or something like that.
Not quite. I mean, a great guess.
ATV, it's automated. Oh, sorry.
All-terrain vehicle is what we're after. You knew it, but you didn't know it. All right.
Yeah.
Number two. This is multiple choice. Which of the following companies would you buy a circular saw from? Is it A, Metabo, B, Enzo, or C, Katiba?
Well, where's bloody Makita? What were the...
You can have A, Metabo, B, Enzo, or C, Katiba.
Oh, let's just go with
three. No, sorry, it was A. C was a made-up brand. All right, number three. What does the company Sweet Baby Ray's make?
Sweet Baby Ray's, it'd have to make bottle.
No, it's barbecue sauces and rubs.
Something that goes in a bottle.
You know what that means? Tiebreaker coin toss.
Oh, my God. You are now tied.
We're
going to play a tiebreak.
How to pick the winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, here we go, Michelle. You can still walk away with the win. Both players with 0 points today. Fridays, hey. All right, Crevo's got the coin. Flip it, please. Heads or tails, Michelle?
Tails never fails.
Tails never fails. You win.
I'm just going to... change this on the board now because I haven't had the chance this week.
Finally,
a point.
Finally. There we go.
Hold on.
Oh, excellent. That means
thank you, Michelle.
That means you win. Hold on the line. We'll grab your details.
She's stoked. Listen to it.
Absolutely. Michelle loves it. Guys, up next, you know The Bachelor, well, it hasn't been doing brilliantly in the ratings, right?
The lowest rating season in its history. They're actually playing double episodes at the moment, so it finishes.
Just to, like, fast forward through this thing.
It's just a boring Bachelor.
I think that's a big part of the problem. The other night, though, Emmy, my partner, had it on while she was cooking some dinner.
Yep.
I walk into the room and I was just sat down. I thought, you know what? I'll watch 10 minutes of it to see how bad this thing is. All I could notice the entire time was the scene decorating, right? Because the way they've done it, it seems like because the ratings are so low, they've gathered as many trinkets and decorative items as possible and jammed them in every single room. If you're able to catch a tiny bit of this show in any period of time over the next few weeks, have a look at it. We've got to talk more about the crazy stuff they've got going on in the background of The Bachelor.
All right, we'll do it next at New FM, 16 past 6. Good morning. Real Good Friday all day here at New FM with the Novos, 6:24. Heading for a top of 17 at Warners Bay today, guys. And Crevo, we're talking your favourite show, The Bachelor.
Yes, yeah, so I've watched 10 minutes of it this season, which might be a record for me in terms of the amount of viewing time. But I couldn't help but notice in this short period of time how insane, like, the decorating of this season is. Right, normally, yeah, sure, they've got, like, a bit of, you know, a few bits of bobs, like, floating around.
Yeah.
But it's just so cluttered, right? So on one, there was this one date with Carly. Jimmy and Carly go out on this date, and it's just like a sitting in a, like, an outdoor area situation, right? So you'd imagine maybe a couple of lanterns or something, a nice rug.
They had plants.
Yeah, a couple of pot plants. I noticed they had 14 candle holders, right?
14.
Every single one was different. And then four of them didn't even have candles in them. And then there were two candles not even in candle holders.
That's unnecessary, isn't it?
Who is the design person?
You know
of this?
What? My mum would be great to be the stylist on the show because mum likes to go to the reject shop. And you know how they have all those little trinkets and stuff? And the same, like little candle holders and little tea light. Bloody houses. That's exactly what it is. Somebody that likes over-decorating.
It gets crazier, right? Because you would think that this is still on that one day. Yeah. You would think the lighting situation would end there, but it doesn't. They had not two, but three non-matching desk lamps also on this
outside.
Date.
Outside?
Yep.
What?
It's crazy, right? They don't even, like, it feels, you know, have you ever seen those shows like Storage Wars where they go to, like, storage lockers and bid on all the contents? It feels like they've just gathered everything, scooped all of that out and just pushed it onto the lawn. Like, it's bizarre. We then move on to the rose ceremony. Now, if you happen to see, like, you happen to pass by The Bachelor on TV as you're flicking to another channel and the rose ceremony is on, right? Stick around just for the crazy decorating that goes on there, because there's one wall that you can see in the background, right? It's across the room from where Jimmy stands. It has not one, but two types of non-matching wallpaper. And that's for a start, because we then move on to the chandeliers, of which there are three. Two of them are at such a low height you would bump into them with your chest.
Oh,
if you
that's
walked,
ridiculous.
If you walked no. over to that part of the room.
That's
yeah,
ridiculous.
I love a chandelier, but three, first of all, no. Second of all, you shouldn't be able to touch them.
Yeah, exactly right.
This is The Bachelor is filmed in somebody's mansion. They lease it out to the production company every year. This person has terrible taste, whoever owns the house.
I think it's set decorators, because it looks like they've robbed a $2 shop and a Beacon lighting store in one. Just put everything they found into the one space. It's crazy.
It does kind of look like that. You know the lighting shops when you drive past and you see the 50 lamps in the windows on the outside? They're all turned on at the same time.
That's what it's like.
Too much.
Every room also has all these statues, and it looks like the time you would find, like, it's what you would imagine an antique statue, like, from Europe looks like, but if you bought it at the same shop that sells Lazy Boy, right? That's the sort of vibe that they got. Like, it's, like, been shabby chic.
Do you know what they do look like? You know when you go to those, like, budget garden centres where you can get cracked pots?
That's what it is.
Statues? I feel they always look like they've gone to one of those, like, budget garden centres and picked up some statues.
That's exactly it. Yeah. The whole show is decorated. It's just jammed with stuff. It's as if they've gone, the ratings have gone down. What do we do? Put more props on. Put more props
but
on.
Do you know what makes it all come together, though? And this is why it works. The 5 million fairy lights that are strung around everything. It just ties it all together.
They sold Bunnings out of fairy lights.
They're the number one buyer of fairy lights, this show, in all of New South Wales.
When they're done donating the Hunter Valley Gardens,
what's going to happen to the fairy light industry when The Bachelor gets cancelled?
Inevitably gets cancelled with its terrible ratings.
6:28, news time, up next at New FM. For you Feel Good Friday, good morning.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
So if you'd like to win some seafood, this is your big chance, because up next we're playing Would I Lie to You? Now, this is very simple. Today we're pitting Meg versus Maddie. One of them is holding a real object in their hand right now. The other is lying to you, right? They've got nothing, but they're saying that they have something. It's your job as the listener to figure out who is telling the truth. If you get this right, you win the seafood and the
Man,
prize.
Man, it's big
good,
today.
Right?
$200 worth of seafood from Dawson's Oyster Supplies, right?
That's right. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. They're open 7 days a week, located at 67 King Street, Warners Bay.
You know, there's very few things in lockdown that make me happy. Seafood and wine are two of them.
A big feed of seafood.
Oh, imagine that today.
$200. I could shout you a couple of prawns.
Yeah, just exactly.
Two
prawns. That's all you get. 13 10 09. We need you as a player, as a human lie detector, to find out who's telling the truth. Right?
Yeah. The lines are now open. 13 10 09. We'll do it after Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato. What other people say? Right now at New FM. The sun is rising. Beautiful day ahead for your Feel Good Friday today. 20 the top in the valley. It's 2 degrees there right now. It's time for Would I Lie To You?
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie To You?
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to be a human lie detector and find out who amongst the team is telling the truth. Today, we have Meg versus Maddie. Very simple. One of them is holding a real object in their hand. The other is pretending to have a real object in their hand. It's your job to figure out who is telling the truth. You get that right, you win $200 to spend at Dawson's Oyster Supplies.
Tidy sum of seafood, oh my right God. There. Delicious.
That's a feast.
Man, it's totally.
Okay, so let's kick things off by meeting our human lie detector for today. His name is Anthony. He's working in earthmoving on his way out to the job site right now. How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Now, do you consider yourself quite good at picking up when people are telling you the truth or a lie?
Over the phone might be different, but yes, I do.
Okay, all right, excellent. He's a confident man, and he steps up to the plate. Let's start with Meg.
Okay, so this is my first week here, so I'm not going to lie to anyone, just putting that out there. But I have a screwdriver, and it kind of looks like one of those 2B pencils that you get in primary school, black and yellow. It's about 20 centimetres long or so. Yeah, just thought I'd bring it in with me today.
Okay, all right. That's you've heard the first pitch, I guess you would call it.
Meg is actually holding a 2B pencil.
Actually, it's not a 2B pencil.
All right, Maddie steps up to the plate now and pitches for his position.
All right, so what I have in my hands is the real item. I don't know where we got this from. I know it's been lying around the office here, but it's a bottle of like Four Seasons lube. What's concerning though is it's half empty. So what's been going on here?
Okay, that is a great question.
So it's follicle shaped. It's blue in colour, and it's got the big label that wraps around. The great thing about this as well, it's also it can be used for massages as well.
All this, right, yeah, Anthony,
yeah, have a listen. You ready? Wait.
Yep.
Hang on. Listen to this. You hear that?
Okay.
I can and I don't like it.
Okay. All right. Now you can ask some questions. Let's start with Meg. Have you got any questions for Meg about the supposed screwdriver?
Yeah. Is it a star or a flat blade?
It's a star one.
Star?
Yes.
Okay. Righto, yep.
I can unscrew the microphone if you like.
Yes, please.
Yeah, all right, hold on. Okay, I'm not good with it, but it's there.
That's because you don't have one, Meg.
Oh, whatever.
Come on.
Okay, questions time now for Maddie. What questions do you have?
Is it that your lube that you left around office, not, Maddie?
No,
see,
it's not.
See, this is the thing. I drove him in this morning and he had nothing in his pocket. No, lying around whatsoever.
We have, man, radio stations are full of weird and wonderful stuff. I found this in the studio cupboard. I don't know how long it's been here, but it's been here a while, it looks like. It's got a bit of dust on it.
All right, any more questions before you come to a decision, Anthony?
No.
Okay, so we need you to pick now for $200 to spend at Dawson's Oyster Supplies. Grab your fresh seafood and oysters now. Who is telling the truth? Who has the item in here, Anthony?
Come on, my man.
The new lady, Meg.
You are correct. You're a winner.
See, I told you I would not lie to you.
Well done, Anthony. No.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
What I actually have, Anthony, is some Blisma instant hand sanitizer. There's 99.99% of germs. There you go.
That's how he made that sound. Well, thanks, hold on the line. We'll grab your details.
Guys, Creeper, we were chatting yesterday after the show about mums and Facebook.
Yes.
Your mum's been messaging you heaps lately with, like, old internet videos that went viral, like, months ago, right?
That's definitely her shtick.
What about you, Meg? Is your mum, like, a bit Facebook and, like, socials illiterate?
Not really. She's good on tech. She knows how to put the photos up. She's really good with it. So I think I've taught her well.
Do you know what my mum loves? She loves these things called name tests. I don't know if you've seen them on Facebook, but they're basically, like, little quizzes and games, and she... I couldn't be bothered, like, wasting 10 minutes of my time finding out, you know.
Is it like, what animal would you be if you were born on this date or something?
Absolutely. The other day, she posted one to her page, and it was like Chinese New Year horoscopes. And she wasn't happy with what it said about hers. I clicked through the one time I did and read through the horoscopes. I'm actually glad I did. So up next, guys. Do you want to hear your Chinese New Year horoscope?
I do.
According to Maddie's mum's Facebook login.
Which is super accurate.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear
that. Do it next. The New FM 646. Good morning. This is Foo Fighters Generator. This is New FM with the Novo 653. It's a Feel Good Friday. 20 the top at Maitland, 2 degrees there right now, guys. And I was just chatting to you guys about mums and Facebooks, parents and on Facebook in general. My mum is so socially illiterate when it comes to Facebook. She doesn't even have Instagram. So, like, her whole, like, friend circles are all based around Facebook. She gets super, like, cut if people don't reply to her.
Or like her statuses.
Takes her so seriously.
Does she get upset if you don't like her statuses?
She does. And I do you know what? I just never do because I'm...
I don't think you're ever on Facebook, to be fair.
No, very rarely. I only use it for Messenger.
You're on the gram. Yeah.
My mum's using it for name tests, which are like games, and she's uploaded something the other day, and it was Chinese star signs. And it was the one... I'm not kind of into star signs. I don't know if you are, Meg. I know you definitely aren't.
No.
But it kind of intrigued me. Clicked onto it, and man, it was wildly accurate.
Really?
It was wildly accurate.
Okay.
I pulled it up here this morning.
Mm.
You're the skeptic. Meg, I know you'll be into this.
I
thought what we'd do is transform the studio into Maddie's psychic hotline this morning.
Perfect. I love the vibe already.
I'm going to dim the lights and we'll crank the music just to set the tone. I'm going to go and dim the lights.
Where did you even get those red velvet curtains from? Like, where did they even come from, Maddie?
That's for me to know.
Oh, he's got crystals on the desk too. Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's really beautiful in here suddenly.
Let's meet the new girl first, Meg.
Yes.
Good morning, Meg. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Psychic Maddie.
You're a week in.
Yes.
How are you feeling about everything?
Look, a bit stressed. That's why I'm here to see a psychic.
Okay, now, you were born in the year 1989.
That's correct.
So that means you are the year of the snake, Meg.
So what does this hold terrible, for my future?
Terrible animal to have. You're the snake. Slither, slither. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
So this is what your psychic hotline says. It says, Meg, you're a rare woman because she loves with her whole heart. She is strong, independent, and genuine. But not everyone knows the same version of Meg. Some may say she's affectionate, while others say she's as cold as ice. You can believe both because she acts based on the circumstances. Whoever receives her love is incredibly lucky, but no one should take advantage of her kindness. If you break her trust, she will leave immediately because those who fly alone have the strongest wings. Accurate. Are you, like, very two-sided with things?
I don't think I am, but apparently I am, according to this.
Yeah, well, that's all that needs to be believed.
Accurate.
Accurate-ish. We'll go accurate-ish.
Okay, I can accept that. That's all in for me.
Maybe your crystals aren't charged enough and it's not working in my favour. I don't know.
All right, Creever, your turn. You were born in the year 1987, which is the year of the rabbit. Are you ready?
Yes,
here
I
we
am.
Go. So your horoscope says, As it loads right now. It's just coming to me from the universe.
Right. Slash Facebook is loading.
Crevo is a rare man because he loves with his whole heart. He is strong, independent, and genuine. But not everyone knows the same version of Crevo. Some may say he's affectionate, while others say he's as cold as ice. You can believe both, because he acts based on the circumstances.
You can believe.
Whoever receives his love is incredibly lucky. But no one should take advantage of his kindness. If you break his trust, he will leave immediately, because those who fly alone have the strongest wings. Now, I'm just putting it out there, guys. Do you notice any similarities?
I didn't know we were so similar.
Neither did I. I didn't know Chinese horoscopes were done with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I looked up mine. It says the same thing. Was yours accurate?
Wow, I mean,
I think it was.
Broad strokes of anything. Yeah, question.
Wow.
Did you tell your mum? Did you break the news?
No, I'm letting her go because she's
absolutely
it so
loving
seriously.
It.
She's a bit too invested, you might break her heart.
Oh, poor Maddie's mum.
That's terrible.
Fooled by psychic charlatans.
Apparently,
on the internet.
Your trait is that you're hot-tempered, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
I'm a bit confused, though, why she's doing this.
Yours
if you're a
says
psychic,
that as well, huh?
If you're a psychic, why is she going to Facebook?
She should just come straight
to you. She doesn't
know.
I don't give freebies, not even to family.
Okay. Yeah.
You've got to pay up for me.
Meg, we'll get the bill later. Don't you worry about that.
6:58 news time next.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I have been seeing so many packages delivered in my apartment building. You live in an apartment, right, Meg?
I do.
Yeah. So every day when I get home, I kid you not, there's at least 15 packages, and are going nuts at home. Mm. Already a week of lockdown, people are just buying junk that they don't need.
That they will probably sell after lockdown.
Well, that's 100%. The thing.
It's crazy. Well, look, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to dob myself in here. I've been wanting to get this for a while, but I did make a big purchase this week.
What did you get, Maddie?
I do have the advertisement for what I've purchased. You're going to judge me, but I don't care, actually. The Abdua 360.
Just like a stability ball engages your core, the fluidity seat. 20 years ago, millions of people in over 80 countries discovered a worldwide fitness phenomenon, the Abdua. Now, meet the next generation Abdua 360. It combines a fun abdominal and muscle activating workout with aerobics to burn calories and activate muscles simultaneously.
Yeah, 10 easy payments of $39.99.
You're kidding. No, you didn't really buy that, did you?
Yeah, I did.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
The morning show on holidays and you'll leave.
Maddie, what are you doing?
Works. It works. The Abdua 360
does
works.
It?
It arrives, I think, on Monday.
It works, does
He's
it?
He's going to be ripped by next Friday.
I can't believe you bought this. It's like... That's like satire of those things.
You know, I haven't gone to the gym. I do have a membership that's
closed,
valid right now.
It's closed.
It got me in.
It got sucked in. I can't believe it.
13:10:09 this morning. What we're asking you is, why did I buy that? Ask yourself. Lockdown purchases. Just unnecessary things that, you know, seem good for maybe 10 minutes. You put your credit card details in, your money goes, and then you regret the choice.
What was I thinking?
Man, I do regret buying that. $400 is a bit ridiculous.
It's a
they
lot
really
of money.
They get you in, though, when they break it down like that. 10 payments of $39.99.
And the before and after sucks you in as well.
Well, you're going to look so ripped, Maddie.
Afterwards?
We'll see. take your calls after this. It is Feel Good Friday today. Great song. Going back to the year 2001 right now. How old were you, Meg? 2001.
12?
2001, I was in year 6. What about you, Creven?
2000 and... I can't even work that out. Maybe like year 7 or something.
I was year 7.
You know, a great year of music, 2001.
Yes.
Some really good bangers were released
that
year.
Didn't we get Nelly and Kelly Rowland Dilemma in that year? Where she tries
to... You are so right.
Yes.
We did. Great song. We also
duet of the century.
Didn't we get Lady Marmalade as well?
We did. 2001.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez, you guys are like an encyclopedia of these songs.
You know what else was released in the year 2001? Scandalous. Me, myself, and my great song.
Can we add that next?
Superman Lovers, also Starlight, right now on New FM. It's Feel Good Friday, all day on New FM, 7:13. Great song. 20 the top today, guys. Sunny, and we are talking unnecessary lockdown purchases. Why did I buy that? 13, 10, 09. Yeah, that's right. So many people are just spending up big during lockdown just because they're watching TV more. I mean, those Dennels Direct ads are killing it at the moment. Sucked me in last week. I was on annual leave. Every morning, I'd get up and watch Sunrise, and then I'd channel surf after 9 a.m. and look at all the different morning shows, and the Abdua 360 got me. Put a hot guy with some abs on there, and a split payment of 10 by $39.99 and I'm done.
And you thought, that's a deal. What a deal.
What a deal. Do you know what? I kind of feel ripped off, though, at the moment, because I didn't receive anything extra. You know how you always get, like, the chopping boards, the saucepans, the knives?
Usually, or you get two Abduas. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do with another one? So ridiculous.
Taking your calls on 13 to 09.
Absolutely. Starting with Abby, how are you today?
Hello, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Really good. We're talking regrettable purchases, usually online. What have you got for us?
So this is actually last lockdown.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's kind of more my mum. Do you guys remember that Frank body scrub?
Oh, yes.
That was huge for a while there.
Yeah. So I had bought it and just, you know, kind of opened it and left it. And mum took it upon herself and thought that I had bought her some coffee because it was the coffee scrub.
Oh, no.
And she had actually made herself a coffee with it.
No.
And I got a not very nice phone call. And she pretty much said, Abby, why on earth did you buy that? That was the worst
Abby.
Coffee I've ever tasted.
Is she okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's fine.
My God.
Real talk, Abby. Did you laugh or were you upset? I think you laughed.
Oh,
didn't you?
I absolutely laughed about it. I still laugh at this last year.
She is never going to live that down, is she?
No, never.
Especially, I think that coffee, that ground coffee in there is probably like used coffee from a factory or something.
So.
You know what, Abby, I got some last lockdown as well. Mate, my shower cubicle is just brown. That is awful stuff, hey?
Got tricked. Everyone got tricked by it.
Thanks, Abby.
Appreciate it.
Katie's on the phone. Hey, Katie, how are you? Unnecessary lockdown purchases. What did you get?
Well, I did a sneaky thing. Like, I really wanted to get some purchasing, but I was broken, poor me. I had a Tupperware online thing. So everybody was doing their random purchases of Tupperware, and I just reaped all the benefits. I got all these vent smarts, and that saves all your fruit and veg. So, yeah, that's my sneaky little tip.
So you purchased Tupperware.
The way it works is if you have a party,
yeah.
If more people buy stuff, you get free stuff.
So it's a pyramid scam, essentially.
I mean, not accusing any companies of anything.
No.
But it sure smells like
that.
But
hey, if you want to join in that kind of stuff, getting it for free, that's the way to do it.
Wow. There you go, Katie.
So you got other people to do
free
the lockdown purchasing.
Very smart. I love that.
It's the clever way of doing
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. Very special guest on the show up next, Meg. The Lord Man, you're Tali Nelms.
Going to be talking everything COVID-19 in Newcastle, yeah. The lockdowns, hopefully when it's going to finish.
Yeah.
I'd see what she's doing in lockdown too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while since we've spoken to her. We'll get her on the air in minutes right here at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
With you.
Pink, all I know so far, this is 105.3 New FM, 7:25. Sunny today, guys, 20 the top in the city, and the Lord Mayor is here right now.
Good morning, New Itali. How are you?
Morning, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. In lockdown at the moment, are you going into the office right now or are you staying home? What's on the cards?
Yeah, no, I am sitting in the spare bedroom / office for everybody at my house this morning.
How are you keeping busy? Because I know a lot of people are going nuts a bit nuts at home.
Yeah, we have five of us in my household, and probably there's one person doing university online, two children doing school online, and two adults working. So we have the fight over the Wi-Fi dropping out all the time.
Who's your provider, Newitali? No, I don't.
Let's not go there.
You know what, though? Interesting. We've really had to diversify. It doesn't matter what job you do. How are you finding it running the city from a spare bedroom in your house? Hasn't been done before all that many times. I'm just putting it out there.
To be honest with you, I do a lot of work remotely.
Yeah, cool.
So I work, surprisingly, because I'm often going to different meetings all day or night or weekend, I will tend to do a lot off my phone. So I can sit outside in the courtyard, I can go for a walk and
in
I
go bed? Sometimes go.
Yeah, I work in bed. Like, I'll often read a lot of reports at night while I'm lying down.
Yeah, why do stuff in a seated position when you can do it horizontally?
100%. I'm totally into that. Yeah.
Now, of course, we obviously in week two of lockdown right across the region, of course, here in Newcastle, it's just hard for everyone involved. I guess we just wanted to get you on today, Newitali, just to, reassure people and, just get the message out there just to obviously, we need to look after each other. And can you maybe tell us how the city's helping the community at the moment?
Look, we have stood up our local emergency operations centre, and that's run, so those we have staff working out of that centre in our council building at 12 Stewart Avenue. So that's really, there's a lot of resources have gone into making sure that has all up-to-date IT. So there's representatives from council, health, transport for New South Wales, police. The New South Wales Police here are running the Regional Emergency Operations Centre out of their police headquarters in Watt Street in Newcastle. And what happens is the State Emergency Operations Centre, which is set up at Homebush and has been the whole time this pandemic's been going, they report in constantly back and forth to the regional one, and the local one reports through to the regional one. And they will meet every couple of hours during the day online, and they also have outreaches in terms of emergency operations that run all up the North Coast and into the Hunter, really for every local government area that's affected, so everybody knows where the cases are, if they're in hospital, if they're being managed at home, how many sources of community transmission have been out in the community in each local government area. So that is reported in whole every day through that emergency management process. But there's a lot of times of touch points during the day, particularly with health and all the contact tracing that's going on at the moment. And it does look like health has been able to get on top of a lot of the contact tracing just in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more optimistic about actually knowing where the source is and of all the contacts and the tracing that is the outbreak that from the Sydney people that have come to Newcastle.
For sure. And I mean, look, it was terrible hearing that story overnight. There's just so many people breaking the rules. In terms of business support, I know the state government's obviously doing something and the feds have stumped up. Are you guys doing anything locally to support business, especially through this lockdown here?
Yes, we developed a $5.5 million community and economic resilience strategy last year. So we have initiated that, particularly as soon as the Sydney lockdown occurred, which was almost 2 months ago. We noticed straight away that there was another level of effect. Even though we weren't locked down yet in Newcastle, a lot of businesses that operate in hospitality or tourism and do rely on people coming from Sydney to Newcastle for business were feeling the effects anyway. So there have been a lot of businesses locally that have been feeling the effects of the lockdown since Sydney first went into lockdown, and that's almost 2 months. We have transitioned a lot of our services for the community members, like our art gallery, library, a lot of online educational tools as well for people with children at home. And then through the library, we also run free upskilling courses. So people can go online and register through, it's run through LinkedIn. So depending on what industry you're in, there's lots and lots of courses that anyone as a library member, which is free, can access online. So if they aren't working for this time, they can do like a short 2-week course, depending on, you know, whatever.
That's so good.
That's great. That's great.
And we do want to get out of lockdown as soon as possible. Obviously, the Premier is saying vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. Heard that Newcastle could be getting more Pfizer next week. Do you have any word on when under 40s would be able to access Pfizer?
No, that I'm not privy to that type of information. I do know that South Australia has opened up Pfizer to everyone over 16.
Yeah.
Technically, people over 16 with special, under special conditions can get vaccinated for Pfizer. So if you are living with someone with a disability, if you have a disability yourself, if you have any underlying health conditions or any of your family members have immune conditions, you can actually go and register to get Pfizer now. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Look, News Hally, thank you as always for joining us. It is a difficult time. The city's doing a great job and you guys are really, stepping up to the table. So we really appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning and keep safe and good luck with the homeschooling.
/ home office, etc.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. Man, it's hard, isn't it? You know, I think they have done a fairly decent job putting things together, as much as a council can do,
That's right. That's
pretty
right.
Quickly as well, because our lockdown was announced, 6 hours before it happened, so.
You got to give props where props are due.
Yeah, absolutely. Our news time up next here at New FM Plus Birthday Lotto for your Feel Good Friday before 8 o'clock worth $625 today.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Yesterday on the show, Krivo, you were telling us about this Instagram page, a Facebook fan Instagram, where fans of the show, of course, iconic Aussie show, go on and create fake characters.
This is all for Home and Away.
For Home and Away.
Now, you got very excited because you're one of Newcastle's biggest Home and Away fans, secretly. Like, you don't tell everyone this. And as a result of this, you've decided to... We sort of, like yesterday, made up characters for each other, a bit of fun. You want to take this to a whole new level, yeah?
I have written a script. We are debuting our fictional characters we created for each other next. Now, just to jog your memory, or if you didn't hear it, I created a character for Krivo called Skippy, who lives in a van, very mysterious, with a little dog. Now, Meg created a character for me, which was...
Ryan Logan, the music teacher.
That's right, and I created a character for Meg called Jem, who was a baker with a mysterious past. Which I think most characters on Home and Away have a mysterious
it's
past.
It's all going to come together next, isn't it?
It is. We have a mini episode live on the radio next of our pretend Home and Away episode.
I can't wait for it.
We're going to do it after Gin Blossoms Follow You Down right now at New FM. Good morning. Sunny today for your Feel Good Friday. This is 105.3 New FM, 20 the top in the valley, guys. And I'm very excited because yesterday we debuted some fake Home and Away characters that we made for each other. Now, I'm very excited because today I've written a mini episode as if we were starring in an episode of Home and Away.
This is brilliant because obviously, you are such a fan of the show secretly, and this is your real dream coming to life.
This is our way to get into Summer Bay, I think. Seems like a great place to live with all that drama.
So these three characters that we've created, the big issue for a creative like me writing this script and coming together with the storyline was how to mesh these three very random characters we created together into an episode. How could we all meet? I think I've done it.
This is perfect.
We're going to do it live as if we're in Summer Bay right now, Krivo. Over to you.
Okay, so just to set the scene, we'll start off. Obviously, with any script that you have for TV, there's like some notes. So I'm going to act as narrator as well as Skippy, the character you made for me yesterday. It's a Sunday afternoon at the Summer Bay Diner. The sun is out and the town is out on the bevvies. Ryan Logan, the new music teacher at Summer Bay High, has just moved to the bay and is about to start his first ever acoustic Sunday sesh in 10 minutes. Shock horror, though, He's forgotten his guitar.
Yeah, he calls the diner manager and Summer Bay gossip Colleen Smart to let her know.
Hello, yoo-hoo, only me.
Hi, Colleen, it's Ryan. Ryan Logan.
Oh, yes, hello, dear.
I'm just about to set up at the diner, but I've forgotten my guitar.
Oh, well, you'll need that, won't you?
I'm about to start in 10 minutes.
Listen, darling, tell me where you live. I've got my helper Jem here with me. She's also new to town, working with me here at the bakery. I'll get her to bring it down.
10 minutes later. At this point, Jem walks into the diner with the guitar in a rush.
I got here as fast as I could.
You must be Jem. You're a bloody lifesaver, Jem.
Yeah, mate, you better believe it. You owe me a burger and eight. All right, you know how hard it is riding a motorcycle and lugging your guitar around town?
So Colleen tells me, Jem, that you're also new to town. Where did you move here from?
Oh, I'm a gypsy, mate. Just me, my bike and the open road. But you better get on stage because I didn't rush here to chat.
Ryan gets on stage and starts preparing his guitar.
At this point, Jem goes to grab a drink when a scruffy little dog runs up to her. She looks up and spots its owner and drops her drink.
What the friggin' hell are you doing here?
Well, well, well. Fancy seeing you here, Jem. Summer Bay, eh?
You bloody mongrel Skippy. I told you to leave me alone.
You can't hide forever, Jemmy girl. You made a vow to me. You've taken my motorbike, my wedding ring and my keys. Why don't you love me anymore?
I've got to go, Skippy. I'm sorry. I can't do this right now.
Oh, that was not good.
What are you talking about? I mean,
that was terrible.
So hard.
Do I think you've got a future as a script writer?
What do you mean? I thought that was the good part.
Oh, no, it was the acting. It was the fabulous part. It was the script. I can't work under these conditions.
You know what? Crevo, good actor.
Thank you.
You really committed to the role.
Of course I did.
I feel like you could have gotten up and done some more things, like actually run out of the room.
You know what? This is why we need a producer and a director.
Absolutely.
I'm a jack of all trades here.
Anyone want that job?
No, good job. Well, of course, it is left on a cliffhanger, though.
Oh, my God, everyone will be tuning back in next
on
week.
On Monday's show, what's the story behind Jem and Skippy's secret relationship?
Well, it's a great question.
They've both appeared in Summer Bay together.
So they have. Hey, Birthday Lotto is up next, though.
Are we getting some feedback? Is that somebody calling? Let's put them to air.
Absolutely.
UFM, you're live on the air. Good morning. Hello. Hey, who's this?
And this person doesn't want to talk about it.
Totally floored and shocked at the quality of script there.
they're floored and shocked at something. Birthday Lotto up next, though. $625 up for grabs. If you were born in the month of May, this is your chance at the cash. 13:10:09. We're after May babies to try and win.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Man, making bank, her Tones and I, cloudy day, great from her. Definitely not cloudy today, though sunny, 20 the top on the coast today, guys. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
No easier way to make money than win it for free on the radio, right? $625 up for grabs right now. If you were born in May, it's your shot at the Birthday Lotto.
That's right. Let's go to Jeanette this morning from Lambton. She never does the washing up. She delegates that to her husband, and she's a fan of the Home and Away episode. Good morning, Jeanette. How are you?
Good morning.
Who's your favourite character? Was it Skippy the out-of-towner, Meg the mysterious bikey girl, or was it Ryan the new music teacher?
I think Skippy.
Oh, we've got Skippy fan.
There is a character on Home and Away called Roo.
Oh, really?
Maybe Skippy's related to Roo.
Ooh.
Who knows?
We can work this into the plot line.
Hey, good one. You're through. Congratulations. Playing for the money today. $6.25. What would you spend the money on, Jeanette?
Going out with friends out of lockdown.
I like. Mate, what about buying a dishwasher for your poor hubby?
I haven't got room for one.
Okay, he is the dishwasher man.
That's true. Why buy one when you've got one there?
He does enjoy doing it.
All right, let's give this a spin.
So he says.
Ready to give this a spin? Ready to win $625?
Okay.
Let's go.
The suspense. The ball is out.
Okay.
Here we go.
Were you born on May 11?
No.
Damn it. What was your birthday?
21.
No good. Enjoy the weekend and stay sane in lockdown, Jeanette. Thank you very much. Back before 9 o'clock, worth $625. News time with Jess up next, right here at New FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Hey guys, I've got some great news just breaking. Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, has agreed to step down as the conservator. So there's a massive
that's the best news
win
for
Britney.
For
man,
me.
That's so fantastic.
So does that mean she can just do whatever she wants now?
No, she's still under a conservatorship, but she can appoint her own person, and it won't be even close to the strictness that he's imposed on her. It's so good.
That's, wow, yeah. I mean, stuff like being able to visit whoever she wants, have a phone.
And just to being able to speak out about what happened over the last, 13 years? About what happened? She might have the ability to do that now. Yeah,
she has no choice in anything she does. Mm. She's not allowed to get pregnant. She's not allowed to drink soft drink. She's not allowed to spend her own money. And in fact, her family have just spent all of her money. So this is so good. She's worked hard. In honor of Britney, I thought we'd play a Britney song this morning.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably
she's
get
free.
Into it. But it's worth it.
She's finally
free.
Feel
the Friday. We're feeling good.
That's right. Hey, up next, though, we received a message the other day on our Facebook page from a concerned mother who caught her 16-year-old daughter vaping. Mm. This has been in the news quite a lot in the last week, especially in the region. More and more young people are taking up vaping. They're accessing it and, you know, it's still a very addictive thing, vaping, and it's very bad for your health.
It is.
A lot of concerned parents out there, this one in particular, didn't know that her daughter even had one. She's had one for over 6 months.
This is terrible.
What we thought we'd do this morning on 13 to 09, did you catch your child with a vape? And what's some advice that you can impart to this mother? Because it's such an unknown territory. I guess as well, it's kind of like when you catch a kid smoking, you know. But vaping is really such, you know, a hidden danger to our kids, because people just view it as, you know, a lesser evil than cigarettes, but it really isn't.
It's still dangerous regardless.
Yeah, so we want to help this mother out, give her some advice on how she should handle this with her child. 13 10 09. Guys, right now, Britney, hashtag free Britney, it's done. Baby One More Time, OG, right here at New FM. Good morning. Britney for your Feel Good Friday. Wow, that's so good, that song. I love it.
Amazing.
8 past 8 on New FM, 13 10 09 this morning, guys. We're after your advice. We received a message from a very concerned mother who has caught her 16-year-old daughter vaping. After some investigation, she's realised that she has been, in fact, vaping for over 6 months. It's such a plague with young people right now.
It's a little bit harder as well than back in the 90s if you caught your kid smoking or something like that. You've got a whole TikTok culture around this kind of behaviour now as well.
100%. What we're after this morning is some advice from you, the parent. If you've got some experience you'd like to relay, please call up now. It is a tough one. And people, like you said, Meg, such a great point. It's glorified on places like TikTok.
Yeah.
And young people think it's fine. My sister is totally addicted to vaping. It's ridiculous. As a younger person, she's over 18, but man, it doesn't leave her hand. And it's happening
it's
to kids younger and younger. And we've got to stop.
That's right. And the part of the problem is, right, nicotine, we all know how addictive that is. But if a teen starts having nicotine, it can actually slow their brain development, affect memory, concentration, learning, attention, and mood. Plus, there's the risk of addiction for the rest of your life, right?
And also, vaping hospitalizations are on the rise. That a lot of people are just presenting to emergency with, you know, unexplained problems. And only now, because it's such a new technology, we're starting to realise the longer-term impacts of vaping. Yeah,
totally true.
Going to the phones this morning, we want to get some advice for this mum. We're going to Kelly. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Kelly. Do you have some experience with this? Have you caught your child with a vape?
Yeah, so my 12-year-old son caught vaping his mask at school. A pretty dumb move on his part. Obviously, doing it in school is not ideal.
Where do you think he got the vape from?
I think he got it from a friend. And I've not been, you know, naive in thinking that he did that. But, I don't think he had one himself. He doesn't have access to one himself. But I guess my only piece of advice is that while it's not the greatest thing for a child to be doing. I don't know how much us telling them to do it is going to stop them from doing it. They've got so much external pressure, you know, TikTok, Facebook, friends. I just sat my son down and explained it to him.
Line's terrible, Kelly. I kind of got the gist of what you were saying, though. It is TikTok and influence from others, but at the end of the day, you need to make your own choices. And please, just know, don't vape. Just because your friends are vaping, if you're listening to this right now, you know, just shake your head at them and don't feel pressured into doing it, because it's just terrible stuff.
I think as well with Kelly, she was saying, have the conversation as well. Because I just think they see the glamorous side of it. Show them the other side. Because they're not going to look up the other side when they're, as in Kelly's situation, 12-year-old son. He's not going to look up what happens long term.
Such a perfect call, though. 12 years old. Yeah. You know, what are they doing?
Well, it's really dangerous for young people. And they're actually seeing situations where young people are presenting to hospital with major lung issues, major lung issues, with the risk of death if you're a young person. And it's just so dangerous. So if you are listening, like you said, not a good thing to do.
And you hit the nail on the head, Meg, wrapping this up. Just talk to them, sit them down and explain it to them and why it's so bad. That's all you can do, really, isn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know how we've got the anti-smoking commercials?
Yeah.
Give it a year or two, we'll have anti-vaping.
You know what? I think some of these, like, social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, should maybe, you know, incorporate some public service announcements included with their content. You know, every story we see about COVID, there's a disclaimer
attached to it, right?
A warning that, you know, the views expressed aren't, you know, factual. Maybe we should attach something like that to TikTok videos.
That's a great idea.
Anyway, thank you for that. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Live in lockdown. We'll chat to him next at New FM.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
It's his daily dose of human interaction. Hello, producer Jackson.
Good morning. It is. I know. You three saved my life. I swear to God.
You save ours. It's a love fest around here.
I know,
I mean, you give me interaction. I give you breakdance lessons at 3 in the morning. I mean, like, fair payoff, I feel. Like, I deserve a pay rise.
Are you bruised from that worm dance that you did? You kept sending us the other night, man. That must have hurt, because you have wooden floors, right?
No, well, I've got tiled floors, but no, I'm not bruised. I got thick skin. My body's being used to, like, getting thrown around. Do you know how you just adapt?
Who was throwing you, like, around?
Myself. Like, I get into a lot of situations where, like, sometimes I should be hurt, but evolution has been quick for my body.
Very tough man, producer Jackson.
Yes, I am. I am. Try and hurt me, you can't. Let's kick off with what's the goss, the Hills. Now, if you are not familiar with the Hills, if you're not familiar with the characters of the Hills, which Prevo, I think,
yeah, that's me, yeah,
possibly, go take a look at yourself in the mirror, research your life decisions, then catch up on the 12 seasons over the weekend, all right? Because the Hills is an institution. Like, this is like the OG of reality TV. So Heidi Montag and Lauren Conrad, they were sort of like the best friends, the main characters, right? So Heidi Montag is now on the new season of The Hills, which is on MTV, and it's absolutely crap. But she's also the one that nearly passed away because she had 12 plastic surgeries in one sitting, and completely changed the way she looked. Anyway, she's opened up about Lauren Conrad because they had a massive feud. Now, she says that in the original series of The Hills, she wanted to leave because Lauren treated her like a dog. And Lauren's career now is not as successful as hers, so she should be ashamed of herself.
You know
now,
what? Lauren treated everyone like dogs, though.
Yeah, but also, too, talking about success, Lauren Conrad's got a billion-dollar clothing company and a net worth that's so high, and then Heidi Montag, like, declared bankruptcy 6 times, and now she's worth $300,000.
Doesn't her hubby own, like, a crystal business?
Yeah, Spencer they take crystals at Santa Monica. Okay, so when I was in LA last, Spencer and Heidi, this is, like, where they were at. They were so poor that they were selling crystals out of, like, an old food truck in Santa Monica Pier.
Oh.
How the mighty have fallen.
No, I would never buy off Heidi Montag. I'm not supporting that.
As she came up to you at a bar and was like, hey, Jackson, how are you? Of course you would have a drink with her.
No, she was a dog to Audrina, so I couldn't do that. I've got loyalty. I've got loyalty,
Matthew. I love it.
I'm not doing that. Moving on to Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Now, every day I feel like I've spoken to you about stinky celebrities. So they are a little bit over people judging them on their children and their bathing habits. So they posted a little Instagram story and they poked some fun at the reaction. Take a listen.
Oh, yeah.
It's water.
You're putting water on the children? Are you trying to melt them? Are you trying to injure them with water? This is ridiculous. What's going on?
We're bathing our children.
That's like the fourth time this week. That's great. Their body oils are going to be destroyed.
You big stink. Keep away.
Am I the only one that's really irritated by Ashton Kutcher?
I love him.
I was going to say, I've actually missed him because he hasn't really been in that much.
Why would he bother acting when he's so rich from investing in businesses?
That's true.
Like, he doesn't need the money. Like, acting money is nothing compared to what he's made from, like, being one of the early investors in, like, Uber and stuff like that. He's a filthy rich and filthy.
Has Mila Kunis done much lately either? I can't think of anything that she's done.
No.
Jackson seems so not
Mila Kunis is a bad mum. But I just never understand how Ashton Kutcher gets hired for things. Like, any of us could sit there and go, dude, where's my car? Like, not that hard.
We'll go out on the high. Thank you, Jackson. Love your impression game this week. Very strong. Love it. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Guys, checking in with the newsroom next. Plus, Amy Shark, Keith Urban, Love Songs Aim For Us right now for your Feel Good Friday, 8:24. Good morning.
Up next, guys, this story caught my eye because it's somebody from my neck of the woods. Now, they're either living in Mayfield West or Waratah West. I can't quite tell. But this has gone viral because this guy, basically, they're calling him an inventor. He's attached a camera and a money box to a remote-controlled car, which he has then sent to the local Coles Express servo on Maud Street there. And he has a little note saying what he wants. And then using the camera and, like, movement of the wheels of the car, he can say, like, yes, I want that ice cream, or yes, I want those chips. The servo attendant then puts the stuff in the box, takes the money, leaves the change, and the car drives back to his house.
God, that's so good.
Now,
my kind of man.
Absolutely, right? And because he's living locally, I would love to get him on the show. His name is Ben Williams. I was trying to find him on Facebook and I can't. So if you're Ben Williams and you're listening, please call 131009. Or if you know Ben Williams, like personally or through a mate or something, please call up the station. We'd love to chat to him. But even if we can't, we've got to talk more about this because it's a genius thing and it's going viral Australia-wide, this story.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear more. We'll do it after Ed Sheeran. This is Bad Habits. Hey, the weekend is almost here. Fresh from Ed Sheeran, their Bad Habits at New FM is 8:40. Crevo, great story right now about a local legend.
Yeah, an absolute ingenious inventor has created this. This guy by the name of Ben Williams, and we're still on the search for him, if you know him. He must be living somewhere in either the Waratah West or Mayfield West area, because to have a remote control car to go to that that Coles Express on Maud Street, you can't be too far away. Like, they're saying he lives about 300-ish metres from this servo.
Now, you have tried to find Ben Williams, but apparently fair few of them around.
There's heaps of Ben Williams here in Newcastle, so I've a bit on the struggle street there. But what he's done, essentially, he's got this remote control car, and then to the top of that, he's bolted like a large Tupperware, sort of a rectangular one. He's then put like a little note on it saying, like, please put ice creams in the box, and put $20 in there, a lobster in the box, sends it down there, and then the servo attendant offers like a drumstick, and then if he wants the drumstick, like, he just spins the wheels, or if he doesn't, he turns them left and right like a no signal, and he'll switch it out for a Maxibon. Now, he actually did this about 6 months ago, and it got like a bit of traction on Reddit. This time, though, he has hit the big time on TikTok, and he's just scored himself about 3 million followers off this stunt.
Wow.
This is absolutely huge, and he's a local legend living right down the road from here.
Do you think that he teed it up with the servo first?
No.
Because a lot of servo workers,
yeah,
you know, would be quite taken aback by that.
Well,
like, why would they just go up to a box on a remote control car?
In the first video,
I'd be far too lazy to do that. Come down and get your own.
6 months ago, when he did the first video, or roughly, that you could see there was a bit of trepidation with the servo worker. But now, like, he's a known local legend for it. Or even people that are in the servo at the time, just buying their own petrol or whatever, are helping the car out because they know that it's somebody local who's getting it.
And it gives you something to do in lockdown.
That's the great thing about it. Yeah, it's so good. And
it keeps
us
all safe because one less person
out at the shops.
Contact free
if you... Yeah.
Truly contact free.
There's no safer way to buy groceries, really. I mean, how good?
Perfect for a servo, because if you're going to buy food from a servo, it really is limited to that size, like an ice cream, a Powerade bottle, bag of lollies, maybe an Oak if you're feeling in the mood. I think great idea. What a legend. We have to get him on.
I know. We'll search for him. We'll try and track him down over the weekend.
We have his TikTok username. You can check it out on his TikTok.
My computer has just died, but we'll search for him. Ben Williams is very, very cool. Hopefully we can get him on the show next week.
Nice one. Birthday Lotto up next.
$625 up for grabs. What month are we looking for, Creepo?
December has just come up.
So if you're born in December, hit us up 131009 for $625.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Johnny Farnham, that's Freedom for your Feel Good Friday all day at New FM. It's 8:52. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
$625 to go into the weekend. Not a bad time. And we're going to Donna in Stratford. Thing is, you're not in lockdown at the moment. Lucky you.
No, we're not. That's very lucky. We actually just missed out.
Oh, wow.
You know, Donna, we just had a look. Man, Stratford's ages away from Newcastle. I'm surprised you get our reception. Is it nice and clear? Thank you for listening.
That's okay. Yeah, no, it is nice and clear. So,
man, you can't beat
I
that.
We got to big every day.
Oh, thanks. We got a big strong stick here at New FM.
It's all about the size of the stick with broadcasting.
I know. And the power that comes from it.
Exactly. Well,
shoots out the top.
Hey, Donna, $625. So good. What would you spend the cash on?
Oh, well, I'd love to spend it on a holiday, but it's kind of a bit... Nobody would have us at the moment.
Yeah. I think
you dirty New South Welshman, you're not welcome.
You know what? I reckon the whole of the country is jealous of little old Stratton at the moment. Yeah. Just saying. Yeah.
So right, let's go for these $625, all right?
Okay.
I hope you get it, Donna. Come on. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, okay. The ball has come
December
out.
December 22.
Oh, no, it was 30.
Ah. drats.
Hey, Donna, keep safe. Enjoy. Thanks for calling and thank you for listening back on Monday morning, guys, worth $650. Meg, your first week's done.
Yes, it is.
Man, how are you feeling from day one to now? You've done such a great job. You should be proud of yourself.
I was talking to my fiance about this last night and I don't think I've smiled or laughed this much in years. It has been...
Are you serious?
Honest
to
really? God. Honest to God.
Oh, that's really, really nice. Sweet.
And it's been, yeah, because I've been in radio for nearly 6 years now. I've never done breakfast before and I was always, I don't want to be a breakfast host. It's not my thing. And I've had so much fun. Honestly, it's been great.
Oh, that's really nice.
Warms
the
heart.
Happy to have you on the team, Meg.
You guys
really
just want
appreciate
the free food from me.
The main thing is you're enjoying
it.
Absolutely loving it, especially all the the new FM family calling up.
That's
They're
great.
Legends.
You know what?
We've had some good ones this week.
We always say we do have the best listeners. Mm. Like, they're just such honest and real people, which we love. Enjoy the weekend, guys, in lockdown. Not you're going to get up too much.
Yeah.
I'm going to be practicing my acting skills for Monday.
Yes, our next episode of Home and Away.
Home and Away Part 2.
Make sure you grab the podcast. It was fantastic. And if you want to send it through to the producers of Home and Away, feel free.
Yeah, for sure. If you've got ideas for what Skippy, Jem, and Ryan might get up to, you can send those through as well.
Well, maybe we can do an episode where the listeners write the script.
A fan-written episode. Like, actual live fan fiction, if
you
will.
Perfect. Absolutely into it. Hey, Jackson's in next. Are we the 105 minutes commercial-free music for your Friday? What's in the way, my friend?
Hey, Feel Good Friday. 105 minutes commercial-free from 9 o'clock sounding like... and solar power. This is fresh from her. Look, we're doing it as we count down to the weekend. Now, I reckon that the people counting down to the weekend the most, even though we are in lockdown, are the parents homeschooling. I get it. My sister was like, I'm ready to suspend my own children. That's how tense it's getting. We're also going to do Anne-Marie, 2002. Beads and Hold On, it's all coming up. 105 minutes commercial free on UFM from 9 o'clock.
And don't forget, we are now opening Rate the Music. It's been open for about 15 minutes. On offer is a $1,000 Resi's Better Electrical voucher for one very lucky Novacastrian. All you need to do is get on, tell us how we're doing with the music. It takes around 6 minutes. The first 50 entries into the draw today get two.
Two entries. Not two prizes. Two entries. But that's double the chances.
Exactly.
That's right. Enjoy the weekend, guys. We'll catch you on Monday. Bye.
Bye-bye.